in your study of ancient cosmology, I'm just curious, because from my understanding, which is, you know, very, very nascent, it seems that the technology in ancient times around the world is more advanced, perhaps, or had kind of the key, the core of what really works. And then we kind of lost it along the way. So in your findings, at a high level, what fascinated you about their technology, their understanding of the world, of themselves, and of the connection to the cosmos?
It's a great question. I think it varies over time and it varies across cultures. And when we talk about technologies, I suppose for most of us, it's the sort of the technologies we're familiar with, which are very much, you know, material in their sense. They're very clever. You know, we wouldn't be having this conversation without some very, very clever technologies. But for them, I think the technologies were more technologies of consciousness. So one of the main traditions that I've always revered, and I feel that it offers us perhaps the most profound teachings of the ancient world, is that of ancient India and the Vedic tradition of ancient India, where there was a whole sort of tradition of rishis, wise adepts who spent their entire life really attuning with and entering into these journeys of metaphysical discoveries. And what they shared with us, which we still have the writings, you know, the Gitas, the Bhagavad Gitas and the Upanishads, the interpretations that they came back with, was very much what, you know, my work now serves, in the sense of consciousness, mind and consciousness being primary to the appearance of our world. And to go even further than that, and to say that mind and consciousness aren't something we have, they're literally what we and the whole world are. And now leading edge science, you know, at all scales of existence and across many, many different fields of research, is coming to that same perspective. And so the metaphors, the analogies that came out of ancient India, such as the universe being a representative of the breath of God, the breath of Brahman. Well, I now talk about our universe beginning not in a big bang, which wasn't big and it wasn't bang. It wasn't a bang. It wasn't a chaos of a bang. It was far more like the minute beginning of an ongoing big breath. So again, that's reflective of that ancient understanding. And another one, which I use a lot, is a concept called Indra's net, I-N-D-R-A-S, Indra's net. And that describes reality in the world as made up of a myriad of multifaceted gems, jewels, each with numerous facets reflecting each other and connected by golden threads of light. And now when I write a book called The Cosmic Hologram, and based on the understanding, the so-called holographic principle, that's just Indra's net with, you know, modern terminology, but it's that perspective of the whole reflected in the many parts and each part reflecting the whole. And that comes through ancient Egyptian wisdom too, and many other traditions.
Yeah, as above, so below.
That's the Hermetic teaching, exactly so, yes.
Yeah, I would love to explore Egypt a little bit, because I feel like Egypt is such a culture of relevance, where I feel like in spirituality, it's sort of the Mecca of what we understand. I'm glad you brought up India, but I'd love to hear a little bit about what you discovered in Egypt.
Well, I, you know, my teacher, my great life teacher that came through to me when I was 4 years old, named himself as Thoth, the ancient Egyptian wisdom teacher, yeah? And I know that many folks who are awakening to this perspective, this multidimensional journey, this adventure of discovery, have that relationship with Thoth too. So for me, from a very early age, that wisdom, those wisdom teachings of ancient Egypt were central. And of course, when we talk about the gods and the goddesses of Egypt, the tradition actually describes them as netra, and it describes them more as principles of consciousness, archetypes of consciousness. And that's how I've always experienced them. And for many, many years, you know, I said, introduced a friend to another friend. Well, I got introduced by Thoth to all of the other Netra that are the pantheon, the great pantheon of consciousness that lies at the heart and soul of ancient Egyptian teachings.
If we were to think about it, all of the gods and goddesses within Egypt are actually archetypes, and they represent like an energetic signature that is provides or presents a message, right?
They do, but I'd like to suggest we go beyond the 20th century usage of, you know, the 20th century science is based on two great pillars, quantum physics and relativity physics. And quantum physics describes energy matter, and relativity physics describes space and time. And what we're now realizing is that those attributes of our universe are its appearance, not its deeper reality. And its deeper reality emerges from, you know, non-physical realms of causation and intelligence and intention. And the way that happens, you know, the best understanding we are having now is that cosmic consciousness expresses itself in as meaningful information and digitized information. So just as our technologies are based on information that's digitized as ones and zeros, you know, in all sorts of combinations, whereas our English language has an alphabet of 26 letters, what we're discovering is that the cosmic reality, the cosmic hologram of our universe, makes do with the simplest of alphabets of two letters, ones and zeros. But from them, all that we call the appearance of our universe manifests. So beneath energy matter is information expressing itself as energy matter. Beneath the appearance of space-time is information expressing itself in complementary ways as the space and time of the appearance of our universe. So that's why when we talk about energy healing, yes, we talk about vibration and frequency, but they are the sort of the wave guides. They are the ways in which that meaningful information expresses itself as all the energy and matter that then is the appearance of our universe. So from that absolute foundation, which is at the most minute scale possible, then all of the reality, leaves, snowflakes, planets, people, galaxies, stars, the whole universe of energy matter literally materializes.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.